Democrats Clint Little and Carl Wasco will face each other in the March 20th primary. Little has served as a Loves Park councilman for the past decade. Wasco is a current Rockford alderman, first elected in 2005. Wasco and Little agree jobs are a priority for the district, which includes portions of Rockford, McChesney Park, and Loves Park. Wasco says the state's role in the workforce is to retrain workers in emerging industries.
Today, the machines are more sophisticated, so you have to have a trained workforce. And those kind of jobs pay good living wages, along with newer technologies. I know Rockford and Winnebago County have targeted green technology, and we have the Rockford School of Medicine affiliated with the University of Illinois up here. We can use those types of industries in try to attract new industries to this area.
Little agrees job creation is key.
I like to see all kinds of jobs, everything from manufacturing to service to entertainment. Other areas, industrial. Industrial is great. Everybody talks about industrial leaving not only Illinois but the country. We've seen an increase in industrial jobs up here in the northern area of Illinois by working with these companies to bring them back here locally. So I really want to see a diverse economy here in northern Illinois and Illinois, because if you get top heavy in one area and that area fails, then you see what we have right now in the situations across our state and across our country.
Specifically, Little says if elected, he will continue to support building a casino in northern Illinois because he says that's an area where the district is losing revenue to neighboring states.
They bring buses into our community. Our people get on these buses, they go to the community, or they go to the other communities in other states, they invest their dollars there, and those dollars are paying for health programs, they're paying for economic development, they're pumping money into their economy to create jobs, not only connected with the casino, but also businesses surrounding the casino that live off of supplying the goods to those casinos. So I think we have an opportunity here to invest into other areas, you know, like manufacturing or even other tourism.
Little says the casino plan being held up at the state level could create immediate and future jobs. Meanwhile, Wasco says the way for the state to become economically sound is to cut spending.
The families I represent have had to pay their bills on time, live within their means. I want to go down, the first thing we have to address is you can't spend more than you take in. You can't create new obligations when you haven't paid for your old obligations. Those are the things I want to work on. The ideas I have is to create good paying jobs for working families here in this state and slowly work our way back to being a leading state for jobs and job growth.
The winner of this month's primary will face McChesney Park Republican John Cabello in the fall. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.